On a Wednesday morning last July, reports came out that the Toronto Raptors were trading their all-star guard, DeMar DeRozan. DeRozan had spent his entire career, 9 years, with the Raptors. He posted to his Instagram story, "Ain't no loyalty in this game." The news was also a blow to Kyle Lowry, DeRozan's co-star and close friend on the Raptors. Lowry was later asked about the trade by ESPN's Rachel Nichols.
I mean, DeMar was very open this summer about feeling betrayed. Yeah. Did you feel betrayed?
I felt betrayed because he felt betrayed because that's my guy. It's my best friend. So, yeah.
It sounds almost as dramatic as an episode of Game of Thrones, right?
You knew it was poisoned.
I suspected.
You betrayed me.
Martin Kessler of House Only a Game, first of his name, weaver of tales and regent of radio, has this story.
Kyle, wake up. Kyle, Kyle.
Norman, what are you doing?
It's a trade. We're making a trade.
A trade? Why didn't anyone tell me?
Well, you know, you did.
That's a scene from a recent episode of Game of Zones. It's an animated video series that imagines what would happen if real-life NBA drama unfolded in a medieval Game of Thrones-inspired universe.
Silver Lord, bless this trade, for it is fair and for the good of the realm.
How could you do this to your most loyal knight?
It's definitely a little weird.
Please, I'll do whatever you ask, I'll shoot more threes.
But Game of Zones has been a hit since 2014. The show's short episodes about off-court NBA drama, like LeBron joining the Lakers or Jimmy Butler reportedly telling his teammates, "You bleeping need me," get millions of views. NBA players and coaches are among its fans. And it all started with a pair of brothers, one who worked in reality TV and another who spent more time studying astrophysics than he studied basketball.
My name's Adam Malamut.
And I'm Craig Malamut, Adam's brother.
Well, tell me where you guys grew up, and was it very medieval?
Yeah, we are subsistence farmers from England.
We are from Cherry Hill, New Jersey, which is outside of Philadelphia, where the closest thing to a medieval accent is the local people who say things like, "Hey, you's all going to go down there to watch the Eagles game, you the Wawa's over there." That's how people talk, so it's sort of medieval. And if you go to an Eagles game, that is fairly medieval.
Some behaviors that reminiscent of...
Yeah. I would say, actually, though, growing up, the biggest influence, weirdly, of all the medieval stuff was Robin Hood Men in Tights.
And I say we fight back! Yeah! Are you with me? Yay or nay?
Which one means yes?
Yay.
We would, like, memorize every line from that movie, and it, like, literally, I think, shaped my sense of humor and personality.
Adam is 6.5 years older than Craig. They have a sister, Kate, who's in the middle. Adam was always interested in drawing.
I used to love to draw and create characters.
We'd go on, like, road trips, and Adam would be in the back seat of, like, a minivan, and he would put socks on his hand and do a sock puppet show for me and my sister.
And eventually I noticed that, this little Craig guy is also a good artist. But I need to show him how dominant I am at drawing, being 6.5 years older. So we started playing this game called the drawing game, we'd call it. And the game was we'd have two pieces of paper and...
Or three. Kate would play sometimes, but she'd get bored.
We'd make up a superhero and we'd both draw it. So like we would say something like, "Okay, Pineapple Rhino Man."
And then when it's all done, I would show Adam mine, and it would suck. And then Adam would show me his, and I'd be like, "Oh my God, that's awesome." And then I'd copy what he did.
When Craig was in sixth grade, Adam went off to Emerson College in Boston to study writing, directing, and acting.
When Adam left, it was a huge bummer because he was like so entertaining. It was like having a like... Adam's loving this. He's nodding along. But it's like having a comedian in the house that made custom jokes about like your whole family's dynamics.
When it was Craig's time to go off to college, he didn't follow in his brother's footsteps. He set off on a quest of his own. He studied astrophysics.
I got involved in a research project about the interstellar medium, which is it's like the least sexy part of astrophysics, but it's the gas and dust between stars.
But Adam would soon derail his brother's academic career, because while Craig was studying space dust, Adam was trying to make it in LA. After graduating from Emerson, Adam started working in reality TV. After a while, he landed with Jimmy Kimmel Live.
I thought it was like a dream job to get on a comedy show like that. And I was a TV watcher, which meant that my job was to watch TV and find funny clips. But I found that it was a long process to move into the writer's room from there.
Adam says he was also working long hours and not making much money.
There was something like nagging me to finally put it together and go my own path and teach myself animation.
Adam started an online tutorial.
I just taught myself how to animate and I started making stuff.
3 or 4 years later, he made a video featuring animated versions of Philadelphia Phillies players Chase Utley and Ryan Howard talking on the team bus. Adam did the voices.
I think about hitting home runs all the time.
Me too. Like,
it's like my favorite thing
it's
to do.
It's my favorite like thing to do.
Just you feel the ball on the bat. And,
all they do is sit and talk because I couldn't really move characters at the time.
I love hitting home runs.
I love that.
I just, oh, God, how good are home runs?
It's so like good.
And a friend of mine saw that cartoon who worked for Yahoo, and he said, hey, let's make this into a series.
Adam agreed to do 6 episodes. He soon realized he needed help.
So he said, like, Craig, can you, like, you know how to draw. Like, do the background artwork.
At the time, Craig was working on his master's degree in astrophysics, but he obeyed his elder brother. He started making backgrounds for the series, which was called Sports Friends. Then 2 things happened. Craig finished his master's, and Yahoo picked up a 2nd season.
And Adam is there going like, come on to L.A., we're going to be Cartoon Brothers in Hollywood. And I was like, oh, man, I can't resist this. So I was like, whatever, I'm young, I'll take a chance.
The brothers started working out of Adam's apartment. They were overwhelmed.
We were up in, like, pulling all-nighters to get this stuff done. It was actually a pretty challenging time for Craig and I as brothers because we had always had this relationship where I was just the older brother, always entertaining. But now we were in it together, and Craig was sort of paying the price a little bit for me not knowing what I was doing.
But on Sunday nights, the brothers could count on 1 distraction.
Game of Thrones for us, that was something we really enjoyed doing together. It was like a precious hour that we'd come together, and like it was like sort of like our new Robin Hood Mennonites, except much more serious with way more beheadings and deaths.
It would also help change their fate. After they finished the 2nd season of Sports Friends, Craig and Adam learned Yahoo wasn't picking up the show again. They started scrambling to find work.
I was actually looking at jobs at the Griffith Observatory to supplement my money.
Yeah.
I was like, I have this degree. I got to use it.
And it could be pretty scary and frustrating at times because we were always like best friends and brothers. And now this pressure of having to make a living here and having to work together as a team professionally was putting that at risk.
And here's where Game of Thrones comes back into the story. When Craig and Adam were still making Sports Friends, they'd talked about doing an episode that compared Patriots quarterback Tom Brady to a character from Game of Thrones. And the idea of a mashup was still in the back of their heads when they met with Bennett Spector from the website Bleacher Report to talk about making some videos.
And then, like, offhand, I brought up this idea we'd been kicking around about Tom Brady. And he's like, ooh, I like that. He's like, but you know, NBA season's coming up. It's like that moment of like when Justin Timberlake and The Social Network is like, make it just Facebook.
Drop the, just Facebook.
He was like, could you make about the NBA? And we're like, yeah, sure, whatever.
So the brothers agreed to make a single video mashing up the NBA and Game of Thrones. But Craig quickly realized there was a problem.
I don't even think I knew who Steph Curry was at the time, to be completely honest.
Luckily, Adam was a big sports fan, and the brothers began combining NBA players and Game of Thrones characters. The dominant Spurs, often maligned for playing a boring style of basketball, were compared to undead villains known as the White Walkers. LeBron James, who at the time was winning championships with the Miami Heat, became Jaime Lannister, a knight from a powerful house.
You know, when we made it, we were just like, okay, you know, this is in the Venn diagram of like NBA fans and Game of Thrones fans, there's probably not a ton of overlap. We're like, what are we doing? Let's probably get like 20,000 views at most.
On May 16th, 2014, the video went live.
You're the best player in Bolros, and you're afraid of some scrubs from Washingfell. Dynasty's fall, Lord Ridley.
It went crazy. We had no idea, but it went so viral. And Bennett said, like, we want to do another one of those. And, you know, at the time, we're like, oh, God. You know, we're like, this is really not meant to be more than one.
But they managed to put together a second video. It also blew up. Bleacher Report asked the brothers to come on board full time. In the years since the show debuted, Game of Zones has expanded beyond Game of Thrones. The brothers say the show is now set in its own medieval basketball universe. And Adam and Craig now have a staff of more than 20 people. They still direct, write, and voice the characters. Adam says he and Craig have learned to complement each other well. After all those years of proving his dominance in the drawing game, Adam has allowed his younger brother to become the de facto team executive. They say their mom keeps close tabs on the show. Whenever a new episode comes out,
she's at her, what she calls her battle station,
yeah,
and she's like searching Twitter, and she...
Oh. She even once had a burner account where she would comment positively on our videos, but we put that to bed. We ended that very quickly.
Yeah, that was, we're like, please do not go down this road.
Adam and Craig Malema don't need the help. That recent episode about the DeMar DeRozan trade already has about 2 million views on YouTube.
That's Only a Game's Martin Kessler. Adam and Craig Malamud are now also executive producers for another animated show from Bleacher Report called The Champions. Think pro soccer drama crossed with a reality TV show. You can find episodes of both series on YouTube or on the Bleacher Report app. We'll have links at onlyagame.org.